You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all doing well, and welcome to another week of Understanding Spirit. I'm just getting over a cold, so I'm going to try not to cough. I've got that horrible cough that just keeps lingering for weeks afterwards, but we will muddle through. We're going to do the three-card pull now. I want you to just take a moment. If you're interested in participating, I want you to just take a moment and see if you feel drawn to card one, two, or three. It is a collective reading, so you will have to try to place it in your life where the guide, where you feel the guidance fits. If it doesn't make sense for you right now, it could be a message for someone you know, or it could even be something that you need to just hang on to. It might come useful for you down the track. Okay. Okay, so we'll start. If you have, if you feel drawn to card one, the card for you is this one here. It's luck. And we've got some writing here. It says, you are right to be strong and optimistic about the opportunities ahead. When I'm tuning into this card, I also feel this is about making connections, partnerships. I'm seeing like even like handshakes, signing of contracts, things like that. So if this is work related for you, keep it, you know, in mind. I do also feel with some of you, if you've picked this card, there could also be spirit, especially if you have an Irish background. And I'm seeing spirit like holding it close to their heart. But I do also feel that for some of you, there's a message here to be careful about any like false sort of illusions, whether it's false thinking on your own behalf or whether it's somebody else giving you that, and also falling even maybe into bad habits. So just kind of like turn your luck around, all right? Change things around for yourself. Okay, if you have been drawn to card two, it is this one here, which is Dragonfly. And the writing here is, have confidence during this time of great joy, renewal, and connections of spirit. With this card, I feel like there's also wisdom and growth, and some of you might be interested in doing soul searching, connecting with archangels, even with Akashic records. You might feel like there are things that you need to know, you know, like about yourself. But what spirit is saying, don't obsess with one thing. There is a spiritual journey here for you. Just sort of broaden what you learn about it. Don't just focus on one thing. Okay. if you have been drawn to card three, it's this one here, which is patience. And what is written on it, it says slow down, change your attitude, and clear your mind. I feel with this card that there needs to be some mental clarity that you need to ask for. I do also feel Spirit is saying you need to kind of like sit still, clear your mind, and also move on from things that you thought in the past, things that haven't worked for you. And I just keep hearing like, let go and move on. All right. I'm also getting told there needs to be some self-awareness, both in the physical and also in the spiritual. All right. And start to question things around you, what's working for you, what isn't, what you want to change, and just start to have a clearer mind, be still, and just allow all these new thoughts to come in that can help you move forward. All right, so I've got my caller. Keith, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. How can I help you today, Keith?
I was wondering, can I hear from my grandma? And I was wondering, how will my music career go?
Sorry, I didn't hear you properly. You said something about your grandma?
Yeah, and my music career.
Okay, all right. Is your grandmother in spirit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, let me see. You've actually got two spirit coming forward for you, Keith, right now. I am seeing a woman. She's coming through with, she's wearing an apron and she's actually holding a bowl and she's mixing what looks to me to be like a cake. Is this your grandmother? Did your grandmother like to bake sweets and things?
Yes, she did.
Okay, all right. Well, she's here, and she's got quite a jovial kind of personality. She's smiling, she seems happy, and she's got a beautiful warmth around her as well. You also have another spirit that has come forward. It is a male, and he's showing me coughing and clearing his throat. I can hear the word nicotine, and I was, even though I am getting over a cough, Keith, I did start coughing quite a lot before the show, and he's showing me coughing as well. He's also showing me looking up on a stage, and he's clapping and saying that he's very proud. He's very well dressed. And his hair is a little bit sort of long. It's a little bit what we call that salt and pepper, a bit of black, bit of grey. Do you know who he is?
That could be my dad.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or my best friend Scott.
Your best friend Scott? Yeah, I'm getting that it's Scott.
Scott is KKY.
Sorry, Scott is what?
Like the sky outside, like the sky, the blue sky.
Sky, sorry. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it's him. I got a big cross over the word dad, all right, and ticks for friend, okay? And he's kind of like, he's saying, like, take a bow. Did he used to come and watch you perform, or was he involved in that in any way?
Yes, he loved every music. He loved all my music.
Yeah, because he's watching you, and he's definitely still coming, okay? And he's actually been here with me for a while, okay, today. He was the first one to rush forward for you. He's saying he was always proud of you, even though he didn't always sort of show it and say it. I feel like he held back with that. He's saying he was a little bit reserved, but now in spirit, he's definitely like there all the time and applauding you.
Yeah.
And he's saying that you will feel his energy around you when you're home. He's saying, you know, don't be afraid, it's him. He's trying to not let anything, you know, negative come into your home, but he is saying you may need to get some sage and do a bit of house clearing around your home and change the energy, because there's some stagnation there in your home and also around you. Does that make sense for you, Keith?
Yeah, that makes sense. That sounds like you.
Okay, now what I want to say to you is regarding your music career, I do feel like there is still some creativity that needs to be developed with you. I do feel like you've had conflict and setbacks, but Spirit is saying you need to learn from that and take the positive and the negative. Don't worry about regrets, you know, don't worry about missed opportunities, things you could have done differently. And Sky is saying just move forward from your problems and just take with you what you have learned and just be happy with your results and the actions that you've done. He's also saying watch out for anybody that is being deceitful around you. This could be in a relationship. It could be a friend that's close to you. But he's showing me this is somebody that is very close, okay? He's also saying it's the time now for you to get rid of, like, old stuff, all right? So this is things that don't serve you. It's also people that are not good for you. And he's saying you've always had a difficult time doing that in your life, you know, that you've always been scared not to hurt somebody's, like, feelings. But there are people around you that have manipulated. Sorry, Keith, what was that?
That's true.
He's saying there are people around you that have manipulated you, that have been a little bit deceitful and cunning, and they've affected your mental health and they've affected your clarity on who you want to be and how you want to be in your life. But he's saying you're only really limited by your beliefs and your and the possibilities.
Yeah.
He's saying draw on your inner strength and just keep moving, you know. He's saying he can't be there for you now in the physical, but, you know, he can still be there for you, like, in the spiritual. He's saying it's time for you to move on. It's time, even, like, I'm seeing even movement in your life. It's just not just moving on with how you see things, all right, but move on. He's saying trust your own instincts, all right, and make decisions. Don't be indecisive. He's saying you've got two paths to move ahead to, and reach out for help with guidance with this. Don't delay, and then you'll be able to enjoy the results, you know, like, of your hard work. And he's saying be ready for any opportunities. This could be, you know, friends that support you. He's saying you're not going to get everything that you want in life, but you'll get a lot of what you want. So he's, you know, I just see the karmic wheel, I see destiny and you sitting on top of everything. Okay, Keith, so good luck with all of that.
I'm actually thinking about doing gospel rap.
Oh, good. Do it. Okay. I'm getting 3 picks for that. Go for it.